I offer my respect to Mr. By real life, by chanting, one becomes purified in either condition, purified or impurified, or holy or holy. Sarvavastha, in all circumstances. So long we are in this material environment, we are supposed to be impurified. Because we are not purified, therefore we have to accept birth, death, old age and disease. Just like disease condition is impurified. It requires to be purified by medical treatment. So get out of the disease. So we living entities, we are part and parcel of how our original condition is purified. But at the present moment, we are contaminated. So, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we become purified. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord identical by association with the Supreme Lord directly, by chanting the holy name, we become purified. That's why Sundari comes. Krishna, the name is Kundari Kaka. Kundari means lotus flower, upper and thigh, whose eyes are just like lotus flower. That Vishnu or Krishna is identified with lotus flower in so many places. His navel is like lotus flower. His eyes are like lotus flower. His feet, lotus feet. So, lotus is the comparison of the beauty of different limbs or parts of the body, transcendental body of Krishna. So, those are going to be initiated. They will understand that chanting of the holy name means directly associating with the Supreme Lord. So, as I have been several times, for example, the iron rod and the fire. If you touch the iron rod with the fire, it becomes warmer, warmer, and then red hot. Similarly, when you chant offensively the holy name of the Lord, gradually it becomes purified. And when you chant holy name, without any offense, then we immediately live at the center of Lord Krishna. When we are almost free from contamination, then we become liberated. And when we chant purely the holy name, we are situated on the lotus feet of the Lord. And the world is born chanting in a loving exchange affair between the Lord and ourselves. So, we explain the 10 kinds of offenses and the initiated members to avoid the same kind of offenses.
And nothing.
Personal offense is attachment. Great personalities who are engaged in glorifying the Lord within this material world. And
it is hard to learn and to decry the basic literature. And hard to interpret the holy name in different way according to our own whims. This is also offense. And the most dangerous offense is Namna Dvala Jashahi Papa Buddhi. Anyone who thinks that I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so I am becoming free from contamination of sinful life, therefore let me commit sinful life and counteract it by chanting Hare Krishna. This is the greatest offense. You should not commit offenses on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And then, considering the different names of the demigods, their independent love, the Hare Krishna, Krishna's name, Vishnu's name, is supreme. It cannot be equalized with other names. And in spite of chanting the holy name, if one is attached to material enjoyment, that is also offense. And to instruct about the glories of the name to a person who is out of the jurisdiction of devotional service. Of course, sometimes we have to do this, but that is for preaching sake, but generally we should not. I think these 10 kinds of offenses are there. Anything more?
To take the chanting that's auspicious.
Yes. Shubha karma. Just like there are many auspicious activities to counteract inauspicious activities. So this chanting of holy name should not be taken as that. It is just for the matter of pleasing the absolute personality of God. Chant mantra.
Bhakta Jani, your name now is Ramayadas.
You know what are the private rules? Private rules? What is that? So your spiritual name. How many rounds you chant? Nice. This is not properly done. So, what are the private rules? We'll chant? Yes. So, what is that?
His spiritual name is Punachandradas.
The neck gates must be tight.
Next initiate is Bhakti Kenny. Bhakti Kenny.
So you are chanting very nice. I'm very glad. So what are the priority rules? Thank you. How many rounds you chant? Very. What is your name?
His name is Subha Lakshmi Das.
Bring money, boss. Lakshmi means money. And Subha means auspices. So long you bring money, you are auspices.
Next
thing is Boston Carol. So, your name is
Rajalakshmi?
Rajalakshmi. Royal. Raja means royal. So, what are the rules and regulations? Thank you. How many rounds you'll chant? Huh? Thank you. Minimum. Thank you. What is your name? Very nice name. It is Krishna's incarnation. See, are we all the demons? Krishna in the form of a beautiful woman, Eliyod, the demons. The demons become Eliyod by Krishna's Mohini Shakti. And devotees, they are inclined to serve Krishna, being blessed by Radha. Please, come on. What are the rules? Five rounds in chant. Thank you. What is her name?
Fucking Sue's name is Gunabati Dasi.
Full of good qualities. Yashas Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvai Gunai Tattva Samasati Shiva. Anyone is pure devotee of the Lord, all good qualities